News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government has plans to reintroduce a revamped program for resettlement and integrated development enterprise, Operation Pride. This as it seeks to address the growing challenge of increased informal settlements across Jamaica. Transport Works and Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies says the revamped Operation Pride represents a realistic option for tackling the issue.
We argue that the best option which the country has is to return to a revamped version of the Pride Initiative, whereby the state utilizes the assets of land to facilitate the redevelopment and formalization of what are now informal settlements into structured, regulated communities.
The Operation Pride Initiative was launched in 1994 by then Prime Minister P.J. Patterson to address several issues, including informal settlements. The House of Representatives last Tuesday passed the Insolvency Act, repealing the current Bankruptcy Act and matters connected with or incidental to that act, including the amendment of the Companies Act. The bill supports the fair allocation of the costs of insolvencies with the overriding interest of strengthening and protecting the country's economic and financial system and the availability and flow of credit within the economy. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says if Jamaica is to achieve economic growth, encourage new business startups and foster entrepreneurship, then changes will have to be made to existing legislation.
A modern framework for resolving business insolvency will help fuel the economy with huge benefits to society in ways not available in a liquidation-only system. It allows for a greater return for creditors, for protecting assets, for the savings of jobs, for suppliers to keep their customers, and for owners to retain a viable company.
The Organized Crime Investigation Division of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, OCID, and the Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission have signed a Memorandum of Understanding to strengthen their efforts to tackle money laundering. Head of OCID, Senior Superintendent of Police Clifford Chambers, says the partnership will serve to plug revenue leakage due to illegal gaming, estimated at $10 billion annually. Noting the connection between money laundering and crime, SSP Chambers says it's important to limit opportunities for persons to finance criminal activities.
When you look at the illegal activities through the billions of dollars which have been lost by the industry, it is going somewhere. And God forbid it is going into the purchasing of arms and ammunition.
Meanwhile, Chairman of the Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission, Gary Peart, says the partnership will boost the Commission's activities to monitor and regulate the sector and support enforcement of the provisions of the amended Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Act. A telephone hotline has been implemented to receive calls from members of the public who are experiencing CHIKV-like symptoms. This as the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, in collaboration with the Ministry of Health, continues to maintain vigilance through coordinated response and reporting in light of the chikungunya outbreak. The National Emergency Operations Center has been activated to provide coordination and monitoring support. The number to call is 1-888-225-5637. In addition to the toll-free number, persons may call 833-0629, 838-5320, or 754-9007-8. The public is being advised that the hotline is not an emergency number. Rather, it is for monitoring and reporting suspected CHIKV cases and identification of mosquito breeding sites. And Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson is urging citizens to assist in the campaign to control the chikungunya virus. Dr. Ferguson is emphasizing that the effort to contain and control the disease can only be successful if persons take the necessary steps to destroy mosquito breeding sites in their surroundings and protect themselves from mosquito bites.
And in containing and controlling, it means that we have to do the necessary work. What is it that we must do? We must destroy breeding sites. We must take on personal responsibility in terms of protecting ourselves.
Dr. Ferguson says the Ministry of Health is engaged in consultations for the planned rollout of a national cleanup day. The effort will target areas with likely breeding sites for the Aedes aegypti mosquito. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.